Columbus reached the Americas in 1492. He returned to Spain and put together a much larger party of ships and people to sail back to the newfound land in 1493. We know much about that voyage, including a not-so-peaceful meeting with the natives at this stretch of land in U.S. territory. We'll go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
My dad came to live with us last month, and you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When Columbus made his second voyage to the Americas, he set sail with as many as 15 boats and 1,500 people. It was a far different trip than the year prior.
This time when he set sail, he actually comes in very far south of his target, almost 2,000 nautical miles to the south and east of where he needs to be.
David Goldstein says the large expedition moved northward, eventually reaching what is St. Croix on November 14th. 1493.
He himself doesn't get off the boat. One of his captains does, and they land here at Salt River Bay in the middle of a very large ceremonial center where there's a large ball court. There are clearly a number of large indigenous houses. It's a relatively substantial settlement, but everyone's gone.
The only people in the settlement were a group of Kalina women and children held captive. Columbus's crew took those Kalina aboard their ships.
On their way back aboard, they were fired upon by a canoe of indigenous women, probably Tainos, who mortally wounded one of the Europeans, one of the Spaniards.
Columbus's crew opened fire on the women warriors, killing all of them.
It is important because it isn't that Columbus was here. It's important because this is where all of the politics between indigenous people and European settlers began. And it is something that we all still see very much and live with today.
Salt River Bay National Historical Park preserves the site of Columbus's landing, a place that marks the site where Europeans and natives first clashed as the two worlds met one another. Traveling the countryside at Salt River Bay, St. Croix, I'm Andrew McCrae.